Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brandon Johnson's successful campaign to be mayor of the city included a lot of talk about fighting crime and approaching policing in different ways. Well, today he presided over the graduation ceremony for the first Chicago Police Department recruits who will be carrying out that vision. WBBM's Carolina Garibay with the story.
Mayor Johnson thanked the 261 new officers for making the incredible commitment to safeguard Chicago's communities.
This duty will require an immense amount of courage, bravery, resilience, compassion, empathy, but you have it. You have it deep down in your soul, and that's why you are here today.
He told recruits they'll need to work to build trust with community members and that he promised to work with the department to create a safer city.
Our residents want the high fives of this department to build a better, stronger, safer city. And I'm confident that we will work together to build a Chicago that will have lasting impact for generations to come.
In addition to the new officers, the ceremony also recognized newly promoted command staff, including sergeants, detectives, and field training officers. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 60-year-old Round Lake Beach man faces obstruction of justice charges for allegedly hiding an ATV that crashed and critically injured the 40-year-old driver yesterday. Prosecutors say the ATV involved in the crash was not at the scene when police arrived, but they tell the Lake McHenry Scanner that Robert Martin later told police that he was letting the victim drive his ATV at the time of the crash, which Martin witnessed. He says he thought the victim was dead following the incident and moved the ATV from the scene. Police say the victim remains hospitalized in a vegetative state and is not likely to survive.
At 3:05, prosecutors began presenting their case today in Skokie, the case of a former Chicago police officer accused of attacking a teenage boy in Park Ridge last summer. CBS 2's Muga Odigwe reports that Michael Villataro is accused of pinning down a 14-year-old outside of Starbucks in Park Ridge.
He accused that teenager of stealing his son's bike, but prosecutors say the bike was there before the teen and his friends arrived. The victim's parents say he was moving the abandoned bike out of the way. CPD relieved the Chicago police sergeant of his police powers after he was charged with official misconduct and aggravated battery.
Villataro's attorneys are expected to present evidence in the bench trial tomorrow.
At least three cases of one of the world's most contagious diseases has been reported inside a Chicago Police District station. It's the 25th District Station at Grand and Central. UIC epidemiologist Dr. Katrine Wallace tells CBS 2 measles can cause serious complications with the brain.
You can have 1 to 3 out of 1,000 kids end up dying from measles, and it can also cause serious complications like encephalitis, brain swelling, which can cause permanent brain damage.
Meantime, normal operations have resumed, though, for the 25th Police District Station. The city's health department is stressing that reports that arriving asylum-seeking migrants may be the source of the disease spread is inaccurate.
A Western suburb and IDOT still engaged in a legal back-and-forth over revenue-generating red light cameras at Route 83 and 22nd Street. IDOT revoked Oakbrook Terrace's camera permit, claiming the village didn't submit mandatory paperwork in time. The Daily Herald says Oakbrook Terrace, which blamed IDOT for the paperwork mess, is asked a judge today to issue a stay while it appeals. The paper says the judge has denied Oakbrook Terrace's request to return those cameras.
The dry and dirty days of May in Chicago continue this month. If you're on the road now, chances are that the cars around you are prime for handwriting the words, "Wash me." And for those thinking about the environment, it doesn't take much water to get that job done. Chris Kanzarias is general manager of Tommy's Express Car Wash in Orland Park. He says Tommy's uses 25 to 30 gallons of water per wash, while most other car washes use 50 to 60 gallons.
One thing about our car wash is we use recycled water. We recycle our water. We use about 40% less per car than other car washes do.
Ganzarias says a portion of every car wash is donated to Water Mission, which provides clean water to parts of the world that doesn't have it.
Doctors and first responders in Ukraine getting a vital gift from a suburban hospital as they treat victims of the war with Russia.
I'm in tears because this is really something they need and very emotional.
Dr. Teresa Karitsa is a first-generation Ukrainian who works at Loyola Medical Center in Maywood. She was at the ceremony sending off an ambulance to Ukraine.
You know, it's exciting. I'm glad it's that my colleagues know. My colleagues have been supporting me since day one when the war broke out, and I think this is great because they're going to need it, and it's going to be put to good use.
Chris Manson is founder of U.S. Ambulances for Ukraine.
Because of the duration and the ferocity of the war, from day one, ambulances have been a target. We found used ambulances. We get them donated for free, and then the way we send them full of supplies, so when they arrive, they can go right into the fight.
Now this ambulance, which was signed by Loyola employees, was sent off with a prayer.
We gift this ambulance and to our sisters and brothers in Ukraine.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
An investigation by ProPublica and the Chicago Tribune is detailing how a former Chicago police officer was able to get 44 traffic tickets dismissed. As WBBM's Nancy Hardy tells us, he often used the same excuse.
Tribune reporter Jennifer Smith-Richard says Jeffrey Kriv blamed an ex-girlfriend for running red lights, speeding, and other violations, telling 23 different judges over 13 years the woman stole his car, but failing to disclose he was a cop and had filled out the police reports he used as evidence himself.
For the most part, judges weren't hearing this story multiple times from him in the same year. But he told it almost verbatim over and over and over.
ProPublica reporter Jody Cohen says 28% of the 92 misconduct complaints filed against Officer Kriv were found to have merit, and yet he continued to work until January when he retired.
The police department still does not have an early warning system to spot police officers that they should be keeping an eye on.
About 2 weeks after retiring, 56-year-old Kriv was charged with perjury and forgery. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Waukegan Woman was killed in a one-vehicle crash yesterday on North Green Bay Road. Police said the driver was speeding when her SUV left the roadway, rolled over, and ejected her. She was 31 years old.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.